The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
For as far back as I can remember, eminent domain did not elicit many complaints from the general public. After all, it sounded and felt reasonable. The parameters which American cities had to abide by were fair. Those leaders who made decisions concerning eminent domain had to be very specific that the law could be used only if it was for the betterment of the entire city or community and not for any one business or individual. For example, if a private parcel was in the way of a proposed highway, which would be for the betterment of the entire community, or a certain parcel and its location for a public hospital was to better serve the community at large, then certain private parcels may fairly come under those parameters, but only if the owners received fair market value. However, what has been happening since the summer of 2005 is that the U.S. Supreme Court, because of the swing vote of retiring Judge Sandra Day O'Connor, made the shocking and not well thought out law that cities or other municipalities could take away private property at fair market value so that property could be used by private developers to generate more revenue for themselves and for the city involved. This outrageous, insensitive treatment of property owners forced to give up their beloved homes for developers of communities to make more money is not proper for a free society. It's not the American way. It's unadulterated stealing. Supposedly, we have the finest minds in America serving as justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. How could they let this happen? Numerous eminent domain issues are now surfacing where the private property owner is on the losing end every time. The U.S. Supreme Court justices have opened an enormous Pandora's box, and the developers in certain cities are salivating because now they can make tons of money legally at the expense of the private homeowner. Greed is overpowering fairness and creating pain and grief for the innocent property owner, and this is wrong. We citizens must shout loud and clear and tell our U.S. Supreme Court justices that they have made a grave error and must reverse this disgusting law at once. I don't doubt that the recent appointees will surely agree to rescind this ruling. Every citizen should get involved. Even if your property is safe today, tomorrow or sometime later, your home may be taken away. If it's a referendum we need, let's do it. Who would like to lead the way? KSCO AM 1080 has a dynamite signal which can be heard during daytime hours over a third of California, and we will gladly donate airtime to urge the public to help get involved and reverse this wrong. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.